Somewhere in a small studio in Brooklyn, there's an artist who's reimagining selfies. Erin Riley finds online self-portraits, usually of women and usually half-dressed, and she transforms them into larger-than-life tapestries. Her woven women don't have faces, but they do have stories.
So I was working on a series, and I started researching and sort of culling the internet of images of young women, the selfie kind of pictures, cell phone sexting images. The first selfie I wove was this girl, a series of her pictures. She had taken them all for her boyfriend, and then she posted them on her blog. So they were repetitive images of her in her underwear or naked. And when I've taken selfies or pictures to send to people, they resemble these. And then I work with that image. I just trace it out using pen on a transparency paper and trace that to scale so that 8.5 by 11 image turns into something that's 4 feet wide by, 5 feet tall or 3 feet tall. So the way weaving works is it's from the very bottom up, about an inch an hour. So 25 to 30 hours of just weaving on a piece like that. Working on a tapestry of a young girl or of a woman in her underwear or in front of the mirror, you do kind of lose the fact that this is salacious. And I have kind of become desensitized to the shock factor of my pieces. I definitely was taught as a child to be a modest woman, to not flaunt your sexuality. So I went into this project kind of seeing these women as putting themselves at harm. The subject matter is emotional. I have an image of the girl in front of me, and I am sort of connecting to her as I work. So, I mean, I grew up kind of like a loner kid, and I always studied our yearbooks and kind of had these make-believe friendships with my peers or, upperclassmen through yearbooks. And so I've developed this way to kind of connect to strangers through images, and it has allowed me to become obsessed with a scenario that I don't know the details around, and I kind of make the details up and add my own narrative to how she's feeling and how whoever she sent it to responds. The idea that you can take an image that you've spent a while taking and send it and it's not well received, or they just kind of ask for more. So I can kind of relate to the fact that images are rarely given the time that's deserved. I think as I grow older and sort of become more of a confident woman, I judge the girls in the images less. The reactions to my work varies from frat guy like yay for boobies and college girls saying, "You've captured my life so clearly," to people coming to me asking for my opinion on how they should talk to their kids about these things, why this is so prevalent. I had started to get a lot of backlash with the nudity in my work, and people were saying that I was just furthering exploitation of women. And I, throughout the entire process, was thinking of these girls as myself, really relating to the lifestyle of sexting or internet chatting or emailing images to boyfriends. So I started using my own images because I wanted to sort of tell the world that I was one of them. I wasn't judging them. When I first made a tapestry of myself, I was working on a really large scale, so I was weaving all of these details. I was weaving all of my tattoos and coming upon these parts of my body that I had studied for so long, my thighs, my breasts, and I was living in my studio, so I was waking up, looking at these images, showering every day, seeing my body in real life, but also weaving my body. So I became really comfortable. Revealing that image, part of me was uncomfortable and nervous, but it was really like empowering to show these images and to work with them.
You can find links to Aaron Riley's tapestries on our website at ttbook.org.